Gaming News for You.
Brought to you by
The Good Feet Store and All Pro Foundation Repair.
And here he is, Dave.
Thank you so very much.
Dave.
Thank you, opening day. And I believe we have a special guest.
Toilet flush.
Gordon, do you have us? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he'll join us at some point. Because we intend to have the rant with or without him today. Because it is a Thursday.
Indeed.
So, you know when, like, Dak's brother goes off on social media, or CD's mom?
Oh, do I ever.
Or Micah's brother.
Yeah. Just family members.
The Terrence Parsons Project.
Jumping into the conversation, and they don't ever really make it better.
I'm waiting for one of our siblings to go off.
Oh, there he is. He just finished.
Yeah.
Hi, Gordon. Are you there?
Yes, it's okay. Brave. Yes, it's brave.
There he is.
Okay,
he
good.
Is,
yeah. There you go.
Okay, so we've all been aware of the Snow White controversy that, it only made $42 million on its opening weekend. It cost over $250 million to make, plus advertising and promotions.
Right.
And so they're starting to point fingers. And, you know, they very much scaled back their press tour and their red carpet plans and all of that primarily because of Rachel Zegler, who plays Snow White, also because of Gal Gadot, who plays the
evil witch,
whatever, is it?
The Queen Bee? I don't know what she is.
I don't remember the name of her character. Anyways, so the producer of Snow White is a guy named Mark Platt, and his son, who has a podcast called Being Jewish.
You can say that.
Well, you can.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
But yeah. He was replying to a social media user who was taking issue with a report from Variety, the trade magazine, because there was a report that his dad, Mark Platt, the producer, had flown to New York to speak directly with Rachel Zegler in response to the backlash over her pro-Palestinian views. So this is back when the film's trailer first debuted. And so that already people were butthurt because she was Latina and she's playing Snow White.
Right, she's not white.
And then people were also upset about the CGI dwarves. And then she, after the trailer drops, she goes off on pro-Palestinian views. She also later had stuff to say about Trump and Trumpers after the election. Like, she is...
Everything's going well.
She's been very opinionated, and she's extremely young and vocal.
Right before her movie comes out.
Yeah, and she and her co-star, Gal Gadot, are on the opposite sides of the Israeli conflict because Gal Gadot is very pro-Israel, right? And so the son of the producer, Jonah Platt, he writes, "You really want me to do this? Yeah, my dad, the producer of an enormous piece of Disney IP with hundreds of millions of dollars on the line, had to leave his family to fly across the country to reprimand his 20-year-old employee for dragging her personal politics into the middle of promoting the movie for which she signed a multi-million dollar contract to get paid and do publicity for." And he continued, "This is called adult responsibility and accountability. Her actions clearly hurt the film's box office. Free speech does not mean you're allowed to say whatever you want in your private employment without repercussions. Tens of thousands of people worked on that film, and she hijacked the conversation for her own immature desires at the risk of the colleagues and crew and blue-collar workers, blah, blah, blah. Narcissism is not something to be coddled or encouraged." And surely his dad said, "What the F are you doing?" Not that he's wrong in saying those things, but...
Well, by this point, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, but he took the post down.
Okay.
There, people have it on screen grabs.
Yeah.
It was taken photos of before it disappeared.
Well, you know what? Here's the and Gordon, I don't know if you've seen this movie or whatnot, but I have friends that have seen it with their daughters, and they knew there was no controversy that they talked about in the film.
No.
They left the theater and they said, that's a terrible movie. So the bottom line is, it's a bad movie.
From what I understand, they re-edited it a bit.
Yes.
I don't know whether that's true or not, but I heard that they re-edited it to take some of the, over-the-head messaging out of it.
Well, I think that you know, people that are into culture wars want to make this part of the culture war, when the reality is, sure, that may have hurt it, but the movie sucked.
Yeah. So you're saying, Gordon, that they tried to de-wokeify it a little bit?
That's what I heard, that they try to save it with that, because they knew they had a disaster on their hands. That's why they put it off over and over again, a PR disaster, I should say. I didn't know anything about whether the movie was a disaster leading up to this. But they kept pushing it back, and, they'd find old tweets that she had put out there. And
she's just a kid, right? You said she's 20.
Yeah. I mean, she's young. She did the West Side Story. That's how she got her big break.
Okay.
And, similarly, we just recently, my wife and I just watched the live-action Pinocchio. That it's several years old now. Robert Zemeckis did it with Tom Hanks as Geppetto.
Yeah.
And it is seriously one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
That these live-action remakes are extremely hit or miss. There have been some that are good, like the Beauty and the Beast one, pretty good.
I'm telling you, Gordon, so there's a show on Apple TV Plus now with Seth Rogen.
The studio.
Yeah, at the helm, called The Studio, and it's a send-up of this big Hollywood studio and their desire to make money yet make films that are relevant and critically acclaimed and all that. And Seth Rogen plays a studio head who has to answer to Bryan Cranston, who's like...
He's like the owner of the studio.
Yes, yeah. And it's such a funny send-up, almost mockumentary style, of what Hollywood is now. Like, it's completely brilliant, but I'm not going to give too much away, but part of it is Bryan Cranston's character trying to sell to Seth Rogen to make a movie about Kool-Aid.
Yeah, that we character. Just signed the Kool-Aid IP.
Right. And the full-on panic of Seth Rogen trying to figure out a way to get Kool-Aid as a movie that's relevant.
Yeah, and Bryan Cranston telling Seth Rogen's character that we don't make films, we make movies.
Yes.
So, yeah, this is a huge, huge miss for Disney, and I think they just need to tap the brakes on all of the live-action remakes. I know they're out of ideas, but let's just stop with that.
Did you guys see the Little Mermaid live-action remake?
That was good, too.
Good?
Yeah, that was good, too.
I didn't see that.
It had what's her name, Melissa McCarthy as the octopus lady, whatever, the villain.
Ursula.
Yeah.
I have seen very few Disney movies outside of, like, Star Wars and things like that.
Yeah, well, you had Boys, so.
I know.
Yeah. I'm not good at seeing movies right now. I gotta get better. I gotta work on
that. Okay.
Yeah, you do.
So, according to the Office of the Medical Investigator in New Mexico, Gene Hackman and his wife Betsy's remains are still unclaimed more than a month after their death.
Unclaimed?
That they are just sitting there on ice at the medical investigator's facility.
They haven't done anything? The bodies are sitting there?
Yeah.
They weren't cremated?
Now, officials say it's not unusual for bodies to remain unclaimed for a month after death. But they say it's possible that the family is still making funeral arrangements or finalizing plans, whether it's cremation or whatever. But Gene has three kids, a son, Christopher, and two daughters, Leslie and Elizabeth. And they, of course, had a strained relationship, and he had written all three of them out of his will, although they may now receive his estate because his wife, Betsy, preceded him in death.
Yes.
And so, but yeah, it's unclear what's going on, if it's intentional that the kids are like, yeah, just let them rot.
I want Gordon's body to sit there for at least 6 months.
Well, okay, who said this? Who said that they were unclaimed, the bodies were unclaimed?
The medical examiner.
The medical investigator in New Mexico. That they're okay. still how, in custody
how
of
How did they
the state.
Say it? Because well, there's a big difference in, you know, I don't know what the deal is, but these bodies are still unclaimed. We still got them on ice and no one, none of the family's going forward. That's a different statement than, well, right now the bodies are have not been taken away yet because the family has not been able to come in town and take care of this. Like, well, that's the same information, but it's presented, well, it's very different in flavor.
Okay, well, here's what we know is that TMZ reached out to the medical investigator, and the medical investigator confirmed that the list of unclaimed decedents is updated online every Monday, and Gene and Betsy's name are still on the list.
Okay, God, it's so,
so
we don't know.
Sorry. We don't know why, but they are still there. The fact is they are still there.
Can anyone go in and claim them now? Like after 30 days?
Is right. It one of those deals? It's like a lost like and a, found.
It's like an old couch. Is that weird?
Yeah, it's like at the hotel concierge. Like, if nobody claimed that charger for a month, can I just have it?
Right.
Is that weird to be so a news you, story?
So can you imagine me adding Gene Hackman to the Oswald bathtub?
Oh, my God.
Lovingly
oh.
placing him in there?
Just changing out the ice every day?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you hear what I'm, you know what I'm saying there, though? Is that weird for it to become newsworthy?
That they're
like, how does
unclaimed?
It get to, how does it get to the press? Like,
TMZ.
I think it's okay.
TMZ is just fishing
it's
for
It's a story
stories.
Because I don't even think it's, you're fishing for, I think the New Mexico medical examiner, whoever this is like, someone come get these people.
No, didn't you just report that they said it's not unusual for bodies to be unclaimed?
Yeah, I guess officials expounded when they were talking to the TMZ reporter. They said it's not unusual for bodies to remain unclaimed for a month after dying.
Okay, so these kind of stories work on Corby. You just heard him. It's so scary that they haven't done this. What are they doing, man? These people, I swear, they're worse than Disney live-action remakes.
Isn't that the beginning of the Tom Jones song, It's Not Unusual to Let Bodies Rot This Long?
That is.
Not unusual to let bodies rot this long.
Let's work it up.
Let's see. We have a...
Tom Jones sucks. Yes, I said it.
No, you're nuts. He's great.
There's another Diddy lawsuit. Plus I don't want to go into all of it, but the guy who is... filing the lawsuit against Diddy, suing for damages. He claims he was a photographer working on set and that he was invited back to Diddy's trailer and ordered to perform the act of supreme admiration and then hold it in his mouth like a chipmunk.
Oh my God. What is all this ordering?
That's your fun fact on
that. Can you not leave? I would say, all right.
That's how Dave got the rant job, by the way.
Nope. Keep it in.
Nope. Not yet.
I'm counting down.
I'm counting down from 10,000. Nope.
I'm on 7,284.
No, it's fine. I ate pineapple.
All right, coming up next, it is the rant.
Jeez.
Bitches be crazy.
It was one of the teacher's conditions. She said that she would do this with them under the one condition that they all wear those masks.
So, yeah, you're on mushrooms, you're 14, you're with the substitute
teacher.
Yeah,
and everybody has those
on. And everyone's wearing, dude, no! Not
a chance. It's like a really spare Eyes Wide Shut version.
God.
I guess did she go to the Halloween store and just clean them out of scream masks?
So do you think that was her first time?
Her
or do you
first
think that's
time
like her
that
deal?
She wanted to lose it to the scream villain?
Yeah. Or is it like Ron Washington with cocaine?
Yeah. Oh. Corby.
Yeah, hadn't done it in a long time.
You're at opening day. Oh, God.
So this was a Samantha. We have Brittany and Samantha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two the DFW woman was Samantha.
Hot names.
Those both.
Yeah, two generally hot names.
Those both check out.
Although Samantha was the skank on Sex and the City.
Oh.
Thanks for saying that, Jay.
Have you ever been with someone in a scream mask?
Me have it on or they have it on?
No. Either way. Yeah. I've never
been with someone and they have it on.
Have you ever? I was actually asking Samantha, but...
Have you ever masked at all during that act?
Oh, yeah.
Masks?
No, you haven't.
Absolutely.
I don't want to hear.
Sure.
You make me nervous and you scare me.
Does pantyhose count?
Does a football helmet count?
Like the Jack Nicholson
in his hutch
Easy Rider
helmet.
Yeah, no face mask though. It's like the old school one.
No, I think the full glare shield.
God. All right, Gordon, thank you very much. Tonight on twitch.tv/
Actual Gordon Key.
Actual Gordon Key. There you go.
7:35.
There you go. Love you, Gordon. We'll see you.
Thank you for joining us, bud.
There he goes.
See you, boys.
Bye.
All right. Let us. Hey!
Oh, hey, no. They're back, and they're dumping water on you.
Dude, she's seriously so rude.
Unbelievable.
She seriously dumped half of her water on Corby's head on accident.
In fairness, it was unintentional, but
yeah, it still
happened. The second time, they've held drinks on top of Snake.
Gee whiz.
All right.
It's only going to get drunker out here.
In 3 minutes, we come back, and opening day is upon us.
The ticket.
And then following her arrest, more students came forward to say that it had also happened to them. So what did she do? Well, according to one of her victims, she would gather willing students.
Oh, no.
I don't believe they can be willing, Dave.
Well, curious students.
Okay.
And then she would ply them with drugs and alcohol.
Sex experience.
And then she would convince them to participate in gong bongs.
How old are these people?
13 and 14, I think.
Shut up.
And according to this victim...
It gets worse, Corby.
That she would have the boys wear...
Oh, no.
...the Halloween scream mask from the Scream movies.
Oh, my God!
And that they would rotate every 15 minutes... In sessions that would go on for hours.
Mm.
What? So
one of her victims said that she had a drawer full of toys, including dildos of all shapes and sizes, and that she had a stripper pole in the middle of her bedroom. Hold on, I'm going to show you.
Oh.
And what are you reaching for?
I was just seeing that there was a fly on his story. I just want to make sure
that she would communicate with the students on Snapchat and send them nudes and sexual requests to kind of gauge their interest.
And she thought she would get away with this?
Yes. And these are, I believe, pictures that she has posted since she was initially arrested, or maybe they were...
Oh, no.
This is what they were dealing with. Well, you want to describe her, Corby?
I don't even really
know.
Go ahead,
Corby.
I'm looking at.
Is that a fupa?
Yeah, it's a giant muffin top that melds into a fupa.
Okay. She's a bigger woman.
Tastefully.
With big fakers, it looks like.
Yeah, she had to get the fakers to even out the fupa.
Would you consider her around the goal line?
Yeah, that I mean, like that's a.
She's like the Jerome Bettis of teachers.
More like Vince Wilfork. Like if I had to make one stop.
Oh, play the nose.
Yeah. But
her name's Brittany, huh?
Yeah,
Brittany. I mean, dude.
I'm just gonna say
usually a hot girl's name.
I'm just gonna say a disproportionate amount of these stories. The protagonist is a Brittany.
I don't understand.
Antagonist.
Okay,
protagonist.
That's yeah. Well, I don't.
Main character.
Main character, not protagonist.
I don't know. It might be.
So. You're telling me that in the world we live in today, that this woman couldn't gather 4 to 5 people that were above the age of 18?
Well, that may be her deal, Corby.
Yeah, I believe she might be out on bond because...
How is she out?
Because she has been prohibited from having direct or indirect contact with any of the victims in her case.
Well, I would imagine so. They're in 7th and 8th grade?
So her trial is scheduled to begin on June 25th. Meanwhile, her husband has filed for divorce.
Oh, my God.
And did he say why?
He was fine up until the scream mask detail.
With the mask?
You don't want to look him in the eyes?
Okay, do you guys remember the story of the...
By the way, last thing. The husband who is filing for divorce, he is seeking temporary custody of their 4-year-old child.
Oh, oh
no.
I think that she had a son that was those guys' age. That was friends with those guys.
Bob can't even look at her.
I mean, it's just not.
So, married. Okay, do you guys remember the story of the local teacher that this was going on with, I think, the basketball team or something like that?
Well, you don't know if she was crazy.
What do you mean? I'm talking about a local teacher, not this one. Yeah,
I thought you said loco teacher.
No,
sorry.
No. God. So cheap. This wasn't that long ago. Gordon, you got to remember this. This was I think she may have been a substitute teacher, and she was having these students over, and it was very similar to this sounding, minus the scream mask. But it was...
Right,
the starting five.
Yeah, that she would supply the drugs and alcohol, and they would all get trashed, and then she would, have them in her hot tub or something.
Yeah, like a small town somewhere around here lady.
That sounds familiar.
The scream mask woman, though, it wasn't just any drugs. Did you get the detail of which drugs she gave them?
It wasn't in the story that I had, but I think you guys reported it, right?
It's magic mushrooms.
Okay.
It's not even like a...
So just say mushrooms.
To make them hallucinate that she's hot?
I guess so.
So they're eating mushrooms at 7th and 8th grade?
And then
how do you... Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then
how
imagine
do you have
how,
sex?
How you're all in scream masks and you're on shrooms. Like you're walking around and there's like
and
all
then
these
you see that
nude
naked.
Dudes in scream masks.
And your brain is not equipped for that buzz, by the way, at that age.
No.
And you
at that age.
You can't perform.
And then you look
either.
Down at her privates and it looks like that Sarlacc thing that Luke had to dive down into.
Boba Fett's trying to crawl out.
Sarlacc. That's a great reference.
All really right, is. And then the other...
Bitches be crazy.
From DFW Airport. I know this has kind of been making the rounds as the video is out there. This was from March 14th. Are you aware of this, Gordon?
I don't think so.
Okay, so a woman named Samantha Palma. She was in Terminal D, and she was about to take a flight with her 8-year-old daughter. And she later told officers that she had not taken her medication that day.
Okay.
Red flag.
Not taking your medication would not cause this.
Well... She,
Corby has studied
Corby
this
Davidson.
Case.
She, in the middle of Terminal D, the international terminal, the very nice terminal,
the nicest,
the newest. She stripped down totally nude,
Al.
And was dancing and screaming and running around. And there was a...
Squirting water bottles.
Yes, squirting water bottles at officers, squirting water on herself. And there was a restaurant manager who was trying to intervene, and she grabbed his pencil and stabbed him in the head and face with it.
Oh. Dude, what?
And she bit his right forearm with her teeth breaking open his skin and causing immediate bruising.
And all these people, including this guy, they weren't being... It wasn't like that they were being forceful with her. They were literally trying to corral her and be like, "Are you okay, ma'am?" And she snapped... I did not know, though, that there were... Her daughter was there to witness all this?
Yeah, I don't know where her daughter was when she was prancing around nude, but yes, her 8-year-old daughter was with her. And so officers finally were able to handcuff her. And she told officers she, quote, wanted to be with the flowers and that she was in a forest. So I guess that's why she stripped down to be nude in nature.
Can you tell me what medication would have stopped this?
No idea.
Like Tylenol?
She also says she identifies as several princesses, such as Ariel and Pocahontas, and called herself Venus at one point, and that she told officers she was going to go to heaven and that she came from hell.
Mm. But again, what medicine would have helped this?
Your pentagram.
She was in the car on the way to the airport when she, quote, manifested.
Oh, well, I wonder if she was driving her 8-year-old daughter around when all this happened.
I think, what did she look like? I think they were getting a. She was maybe less out of shape than the substitute teacher, but not.
She was fine.
She was fine.
I've seen much, much worse. I don't know the details of the rest of this story, but I can guarantee you one thing. There's an ex-husband involved.
Well, there's an 8-year-old somewhere.
But there's not a husband. There's an ex-husband.
Sure.
There's no way anyone is sticking around with this.
She told officers that she didn't intend to hurt herself or others, but she was, quote, trying to make herself better, and sometimes that hurts.
Well, that's true.
So what do you get arrested for?
She was arrested and charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, the pencil.
What about the nudity and running around and all that?
I don't know. I mean, I guess maybe they can tack that on.
Nudity with a deadly weapon?
Well, yeah. Just public indecency.
All right. Matt just sent me the video.
Are you watching it right now?
Yeah. Much better than substitute teacher.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm going to go out and buy a Scream mask this afternoon.
Wrong story.
Well, no, you're confused.
Oh.
Yeah, she doesn't ask for you to wear a Scream mask, but maybe that would plus things up for her. She's into role playing. She likes being Ariel and Pocahontas.
Looks pretty good.
Did all of the 14-year-olds have independent Scream masks?
Or did they share one?
Back on this. Did they share one?
Were they passing one around?
No, they all had them. That was one of the teacher's conditions. She said that she would do this with them under the one condition that they all wear those masks.
So, yeah, you're on mushrooms, you're 14, you're with the substitute teacher.
Yeah, and everybody has those
on. And everyone's wearing... Dude, no!
It's like a really spare, eyes wide shut version.
God.
I guess she... Did she go to the Halloween store and just clean them out of Scream masks?
So do you think that was her first time?
Her
or do you
first
think that's
time
like her deal?
She wanted to lose it to the Scream villain?
Yeah. Or is it like Ron Washington with cocaine?
Yeah. Oh. Corby.
Yeah, hadn't done it in a long time.
You're at opening day.
So this was a Samantha. We have Brittany and Samantha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two the DFW woman was Samantha.
Hot names.
Those both.
Yeah, two generally hot names.
Those both check out.
Although Samantha was the skank on Sex and the City.
Oh.
Thanks for saying that, Jay.
Have you ever been with someone in a Scream mask?
Me have it on or they have it on?
No. Either way. Yeah. I was actually asking.
I've never been with someone and they have it on.
Have you ever? I was actually asking Samantha, but
have you ever masked at all during that act?
Oh yeah,
masks.
No, you haven't.
Absolutely.
I don't want to hear it. You make me nervous, and you scare me.
Does pantyhose count?
Does a football helmet count?
Like the Jack Nicholson
in his hutch,
Easy Rider
helmet.
Yeah, no face mask though. It's like the old school one.
No, I think the full glare shield.
God. All right, Gordon, thank you very much. Tonight on twitch.tv
slash actual Gordon Key.
Actual Gordon Key. There you go.
735.
There you go. Love you, Gordon. We'll see you.
Thank you for joining us, bud.
There he goes.
See you, boys.
Bye.
All right. Let us
Hey! Oh, hey, no. They're back, and they're dumping water on you.
Dude, she seriously...
So rude. Unbelievable. She seriously dumped half of her water on Corby's head on accident.
In fairness, it was unintentional, but
yeah, it still
for
happened.
The second time, they've Snake. Held drinks on top of Snake.
Gee whiz.
All right.
It's only going to get drunker out here.
In 3 minutes, we come back, and opening day is upon us.
The ticket.